If you have ever quit 1 inch before your life got good, congratulations, you're human. But if you've done it 5, 10, 20 times in a row, we need to talk about that because that's not failure. That's literally a pattern. And patterns tell stories about who you think you are, what you think you deserve, and how scared you are of being seen in the fullness of everything that God built for you. And here's the plot twist. Breakthrough never feels like breakthrough. It feels like quitting. It feels like overwhelm. It feels like not today, my brain is loud, especially if you are neurospicy like me, because our brains don't just think. They sprint, crash, reorganize a closet, start a business, and then forget why we walked into the kitchen. I am Brandon Lynette, and this is the Listen Bitch podcast. I know I'm coming to you extra super late tonight. I just got stood up on this podcast. I had a guest today. Second time that he's paid to be on the show and didn't show up. And so I actually sent him a message and I'm like, this is my last offer tonight. If you're available, I'll give you until 9 o'clock to respond. And he blocked me. So that's pretty cool, I guess. It was super weird. But anyway, Listen Bitch podcast, you guys, this is where we talk about potential, purpose, identity, your calling, nervous systems, neuroplasticity, how to use the greatest tool that God ever gave you, your brain, without letting it bully you out of your destiny. My mission is simple. I help these God-made powerhouses learn how to stop quitting before they become who they were literally born to be. And by the way, if you are a badass brand or a company with shared ethics and values, and you want to sponsor the show, please send a message. I am looking for aligned sponsors, not just anyone with a budget. Integrity matters here. Also, I am opening up a few spots for a pay what you can coaching package. So if you are someone who is ready to stop treating your potential like a hobby and to start using your voice on a scale that God will actually recognize, if that's you, if you know it's time, say something, okay? Don't self-eliminate because your brain gets loud. So let's get back to it, okay? Why do you quit right before the breakthrough? And there's always a moment. Like, this is the thing. Listen, bitch. There's always a moment right before things get good where everything in you wants to bail. And it's not because you're weak. Not because you're lazy, but because your nervous system hates transition more than it hates stagnation. And if you've got, the same brain as me, like you already know, our brains are allergic to the in-between. We want quick wins or it's total collapse. Middle ground literally feels like hell. Waiting feels like death, and progress without payoff feels like we are absolutely being punished. And that's exactly what breakthrough feels like right before it breaks. If this sounds familiar, you start something fired up. You already imagine the future version of you. You can see it. It feels real. Your brain is 10 miles ahead and already decorated the house you haven't even bought yet, right? Then the work hits, like the boring middle. The slow grind, the spiritual reps. And suddenly your brain is like, absolutely not, fuck this. And then it starts reshaping for exits. So we've got procrastination, overthinking, sudden exhaustion, new hyperfascination with the cleaning your shower. I don't know, reorganizing your apps, doom scrolling, signing up for 47 new ideas, telling yourself, I need to be in the right headspace. Our brains love the headspace excuse. It's basically just procrastination. Fancy, Procrastination. And this is the part that nobody tells you, that in the moment right before the breakthrough, it's never going to feel cute. It's never going to feel holy. It never feels like destiny. It feels like quitting. Breakthrough always demands an identity upgrade, not belief, identity. So belief says, I hope I can. Identity says, this is who I am now. And identity upgrades cost. They cost you comfort, delusion, ego, dopamine, old patterns, and sometimes relationships. So you hit that moment where the old version of you can't continue, but the new version hasn't finished booting yet. That's the wilderness. Most people tap out there because the wilderness feels unsafe, especially if you've lived your life in survival mode. Okay, survival brains don't seek breakthrough, they seek relief, and relief is always cheaper and faster than reward. Relief wins the short game, reward wins the long game. But the wild part is that if you quit here, if you quit there, you never get to confirm that the breakthrough was already in motion, because seeds don't sprout loud. They sprout in the dark while you're pacing the kitchen thinking that God just forgot about you. And I want to tell you something. God doesn't tease you with potential. If he put the desire in you, he intended for you to walk it the fuck out. But heaven can't finish what you keep canceling. Breakthrough requires participation. So I want to get a little practical here, because talking about destiny without strategy is, I may as well just be reading you guys poetry, right? You're going to try to sabotage yourself right before your breakthrough. So you're going to choose that dopamine instead of completion. You're going to confuse boredom with misalignment. You're going to start 50 tabs instead of finishing one task. You're going to convince yourself you need more clarity when you actually need more discipline. You create chaos for stimulation. You wait for motivation instead of building that momentum, and you pick relief behaviors: food, scrolling, sleep, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it is. And then you keep scrolling, and then you scroll again, drama, scrolling again. You tell stories that justify quitting. If you do any of that, congratulations. I'm not here to ever give you a diagnosis. You just need structure that supports your calling instead of undermining it, okay? So first, you have to make it smaller. Neurospicy brains don't hate work. They hate unclear work. So if your brain doesn't know where the finish line is, it's going to create a different finish line called avoidance. And the second, you have to demand completion. What does done mean today? Not someday, not when you feel like it, like today. And then track your momentum. Dopamine isn't the enemy, it just wants proof. So give it receipts. Small wins stack like compound interest. Fourth is going to be accountability, not because you're fucked up, but because isolation is where sabotage is going to thrive. Number five, obedience. And I mean that spiritually. When God calls you to something, the enemy doesn't need to destroy you. He just needs to delay you until you give up on yourself. Breakthrough doesn't require more motivation. It requires endurance in the middle. And the middle is spiritually engineered to kill ego, excuses, and options. Options are the enemy of breakthrough. When quitting is easy, quitting wins. And if you're listening to this and you're like, bitch, you're calling me out. Good. I'm calling you into something. Okay. I'm calling you in. I'm not calling you out. You're not failing. You're just like mid-transformation. Wilderness is part of the assignment. Nobody gets to skip that. And your job isn't to sprint out of it, it's to finish the identity shift that God started in you. And if you know that you always tap out right before things get good, that's exactly what I help people with. Not hype, okay? No woo bullshit, no aesthetics, no visualize it harder, but like actual coaching, nervous system support, identity reinforcement, strategy, structure, and habits that don't require neurotypical perfection to actually work. So DM me, book the call, ask the questions. Just don't ghost your own destiny anymore. You're too close. And breakthrough always looks like quitting when you're done. And you're hearing me right now, and you're in that squeeze, the part where you can't get back to who you were, but you don't fully know how to be who God's calling you to be, don't tap out, bitch. The wilderness isn't punishment, it is training. Breakthrough isn't reward for perfect, it's the inheritance for the obedient. Your potential isn't cute. It's costly. It costs that comfort. It costs your coping mechanisms. It costs the identity that you survived with, but you can't lead with that. I already know half your sabotage isn't because you don't want to win. It's because your nervous system keeps choosing that relief over the reward. That's fixable. That's coaching. That's not character. That's wiring. God didn't put you on this earth to almost do things, almost write the book, almost start the podcast, almost heal, almost answer your calling. Destiny does not bow to almost, and I refuse to watch brilliant, anointed people downsize their calling because the in-between felt uncomfortable. So if you want that support, the coaching, the voice work, the strategy or structure, my, like I said, I'm opening the Pay What You Can coaching right now. Okay. It is designed for real life, real purpose. You don't have to commit to some cute, culty 6-month contract just to get help. Okay. You just have to stop ghosting your own destiny. And if you're a sponsor, brand, business, or company who aligns with faith, integrity, and potential, reach out. Let's build something that actually serves people. Okay. Brandon Lynette, this is the Listen Bitch podcast. Don't quit right before your breakthrough. God didn't bring you this far for you to punk out now. Okay. I'll see you guys later.